right.
5. You hear the principal of a school talking about a teacher who is leaving.
Now, everyone, as you know, your teacher, Mrs. Arnold, is leaving us at the end of term. She's made a significant contribution to the life of our school, particularly in events such as the swimming galas that she's always helped organise on Saturdays. And her food technology classes have always been popular. I know there've been lots of wonderful things going home to parents, with some ingredients coming from our school garden. That's really flourished too while she's been here to look after it. She's shown every class around it, and they're all better informed about plant life as a result. So let's all give a big thank you to Mrs. Arnold. Now, everyone, as you know, your teacher, Mrs. Arnold, is leaving us at the end of term. She's made a significant contribution to the life of our school, particularly in events such as the swimming galas that she's always helped organise on Saturdays. And her food technology classes have always been popular. I know there've been lots of wonderful things going home to parents, with some ingredients coming from our school garden. That's really flourished too while she's been here to look after it. She's shown every class around it, and they're all better informed about plant life as a result. So let's all give a big thank you to Mrs. Arnold.
6. You hear a girl talking about a ski resort she recently went to.
So, I went on holiday to a ski resort with my parents and older brother, where we met up with family friends who live there. I'm not a very proficient skier, so I felt really hopeless beside their 4-year-old who was whizzing about all over the place. My instructor was great, though, so by the end I wasn't falling into the snow anymore. I kept hoping that we'd come across some other teenagers, although the place didn't seem very popular with them, really. It was mostly for young families. It was the end of the season, too, so it was quieter than usual, but at least the snow on the slopes made them fit for skiing. So, I went on holiday to a ski resort with my parents and older brother, where we met up with family friends who live there. I'm not a very proficient skier, so I felt really hopeless beside their 4-year-old who was whizzing about all over the place. My instructor was great, though, so by the end I wasn't falling into the snow anymore. I kept hoping that we'd come across some other teenagers, although the place didn't seem very popular with them, really. It was mostly for young families. It was the end of the season, too, so it was quieter than usual. But at least the snow on the slopes made them fit for skiing.
7. You hear a brother and sister talking about new drinks at their local cafe.
Have you seen the new drinks on the menu here? They've got all these amazing flavours, and they'll even put drawings and designs on the top for you. A heart or your face or whatever.
Yeah, they're okay. They might go down well with young people like us, I suppose. Let's just say, though, I've tried a few different flavours and I'm not trying another.
Really? But not everyone's as particular as you. Anyway, the good thing is you can get a drink in here without having to spend loads of cash, unlike lots of places.
I guess so.
Have you seen the new drinks on the menu here? They've got all these amazing flavours, and they'll even put drawings and designs on the top for you. A heart or your face or whatever.
Yeah, they're okay. They might go down well with young people like us, I suppose. Let's just say, though, I've tried a few different flavours and I'm not trying another.
Really? But not everyone's as particular as you. Anyway, the good thing is you can get a drink in here without having to spend loads of cash, unlike lots of places.
I guess so.
8. You hear two school friends talking about a book they have just read.
I really liked this book. Did you? I mean, I've read tons of stuff about wildlife, but I didn't know that much about wolves, and I've learnt loads about the way they live.
Yeah, I enjoyed it too. I actually checked on some things the writer said, though, because I just thought some of the things they did sounded a bit too amazing. But all the stuff about the landscape, I could just picture all of that.
You'd probably have to be interested in wildlife to read it, though, wouldn't you?
Maybe.
But the descriptions of where they live made me feel as if I was there. In fact, I've asked my dad if we can go next year.
Wow!
I really liked this book. Did you? I mean, I've read tons of stuff about wildlife, but I didn't know that much about wolves, and I've learnt loads about the way they live.
Yeah, I enjoyed it too. I actually checked on some things the writer said, though, because I just thought some of the things they did sounded a bit too amazing. But all the stuff about the landscape, I could just picture all of that.
You'd probably have to be interested in wildlife to read it, though, wouldn't you?
Maybe.
But the descriptions of where they live made me feel as if I was there. In fact, I've asked my dad if we can go next year.
Wow!